I'm sitting here, and I appreciate what you're saying, D. You know, I think that there are people that are watching this broadcast, and there are people that won't yet understand what it is you're saying. And there's some people that might not ever understand. And then there are folks who understand clearly what you're saying, because as you said, we doubt ourselves, because we understand that, as Imam Jamil Al-Amin would say, this is what comes with war.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Our ancestor, comrade Bilal Sunni Ali, he sang about war is never easy. It brings on heartache. And I think about the fact that last year alone, four of our comrades that I can remember transitioned. There was Sekou, Jazz Hayden, Masai, and towards the twilight of 2024 was Bilal Sunni Ali. I think about this book. You mentioned Sekou and Blood, chapter 7 of this book. I recall the interview we did, and I remember one of the last things that Blood said in that interview. He said, I'm trying to be here, I'm trying to live. That was, I believe, in May of 2023 or 2022. And the next year, May of 2024, a year and I believe 5 days later, he made his transition. And Sekou made his transition. And these are brothers that I looked up to, all of y'all, before I ever knew you. You understand? So to me, it was like, to Kiana's point, it is an honor for me to even share a word on a page in regards to the work that you all have done. And I need folks to understand it, because some people are looking at, and they're looking at, you know, oh, they wrote a book. It's not a book. You understand what I'm saying? This is legacy. This is reality. So this is, to a great extent, just to see it comes out is a beautiful thing, just to see it coming out. But I want to say, you know, definitely salute to our ancestor comrades. You just said something. You said sometimes you ask, why y'all leave me here to witness this? I'm gonna have Kiana and Dr. James read excerpts from the book, but while they look for that, whatever excerpts that I'm gonna ask them to read, you know, if they're choosing, I wanna ask you to say some words about these comrades, because here it is, these are folks that you knew way before I even knew they existed. You all ran together, but to have struggled, to have organized, struggled, went to prison, came out, and continued to work. What can you say about your comrades in comparison to what we're seeing right now in 2024, this neo-militant class of individuals who believe that a tweet or a Facebook post or a YouTube platform is revolution? And I'm saying that, and I'm not throwing those stones or whatever, but I've seen our comrades and our elders and our OGs suffer. I've seen OG Shaka Thinnen, you know what I'm saying, who introduced you to when we were in Oakland, from the Black Guerrilla Family and the Black August Organizing Committee, another one of my OGs, transition. We've seen Fulani Sunni Ali transition. We attended services for Chokwe Lumumba. We've seen so many of these other brothers and sisters just come and go. What can you say to the freedom fighters that you struggled and worked with? What would you say if they could hear you now? what would you say on their behalf?
Well, I guess all I could say, man, is that I'm not going to disappoint them. There's a passage in the Quran that talks about time, how immutable time is. It's called Asr. It says, by the token of time, verily, humanity is at loss, except those who are righteous and believe in Allah and do what's right. I'm going to try to do what's right, not what's acceptable, not what makes me feel good, but what's right. I tried to raise my sons. I got five boys. One of them I never speak to. But all five of them are my boys. And the two that I raised, because I was out of prison long enough to raise them. The other three were born while I was in prison. But these two were born when I came out. And I drummed into them to this very day, every day. Never turn your back on those who brought you here. Never turn your back on those who looked out for you and had your back. Nobody else did. Never turn your back on them. No matter how great you are or how great you think you are, never turn your back on them. So when I look at Sunyata, but when I look at Sekou, I say, live like them, be like them, and don't turn your back on their legacy that they gave you when nobody else gave you anything, when nobody else would fight for you, when nobody else would pick up that gun and kill your enemy for you. Don't forget them. When you speak our name and we're not here, when we say Sundiata, when we say Sekou, they live again. They're alive. They're alive as we speak. Because we never turned our back on them and forgot them. So I just want to say, I don't mean to get so emotional.
So bad, man.
But you know, I just had a biopsy. I thought I had to stay here for 6 weeks in order to deal with this treatment for an infection that they thought might have been cancerous. And it came back negative. And at first I was happy. And then I realized that by the grace of Allah, I'm not finished yet. So the book that you guys did, we got some more coming. We got some service that we have to do on these crackers. Will understand that we are the last people on this planet they want to fuck with.